beg your pardon, miss, for this breach of etiquette, for approaching you without being introduced. But in all my years, I've never done this before. Then again, in all my years, I've never felt quite what I'm feeling right now before either. It's obvious that you know that I've been watching you. And it started the moment that you walked into the bookshop. The little bell on the door chimed and I turned my head and I saw you. Standing there, framed in light in the empty doorway. And I paused because I just wasn't sure that I've ever seen anyone quite as beautiful as you. And then as you made your way around the shop, you caught my eye again. Walking through the British naval fiction section, not stopping, just running the tips of your fingers on one hand across the spines of the book as you walked down the aisle. And I think you knew that I was watching you, because as you turned at the end, you glanced over your shoulder, and we made eye contact. But it wasn't until I saw you standing there in the young adult section, book open in one hand, the fingertips of the other resting against your chest, your lips slightly parted, and I just watched you read. I watched you breathe. And never before in my life have I thought how much I needed to have somebody right then and there. I see you blushing, but you're not looking away. Just like you didn't when you looked up for those moments and you caught my eye. And you stared directly at me as I watched you. And then you went back. And I got to watch you read some more. And nothing like watching you there has ever inspired the kind of lust that I'm feeling right now. And please forgive me if I'm too forward, but I'd very much like to have you right now. I don't know anything about you, other than you might be the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Doing the most beautiful thing that I can imagine. And having it be the most incredibly sexy event of my life. You're nodding. Does that mean yes? Yes? I think I would take you right here, but that might get us in trouble. Would you like to come with me? I actually have an office in the back here. Actually, I'm the owner of this shop. I don't run the place, but I do the purchasing and I manage our collections. It'll be totally okay. Maybe a little risky, but I have a lock on the door. Are you sure you want to do this? Good, let's go. Miss, I have to say this again, but it bears repeating. I have never felt so instantly attracted to someone in my whole life, without even a word pass between us. And yet I feel this surge of overwhelming desire and need as I watched you just the way you were engrossed in the words that you were reading. Never have I been moved this much, so I do beg your forgiveness for being this forward. Yes, of course, I'll stop talking and take you. But then there were your lips. They look so soft and well, kissable. You sure are quiet, aren't you? And then they're not. This is what you want. Come here, sit up on my desk. Let me pick you up here. Now you can wrap your legs around me. Oh God, you feel so good against me. God, how am I so filled up with so much desire? I don't even know you. I don't know your name. Right now I don't want to know. Oh God, that smile of yours. Oh yes, undo my shirt. Oh, put your hands on my chest. Oh God, I'm going to kiss your neck. Or maybe Princess Grace. God, your hands on me feel so good. Oh yes, under my belt. Can you feel me straining against my slacks? Oh God, I want you so bad. I need to taste you some. Put your hands back on the desk and lean back. Let me pull up this skirt. And pull down these panties. Oh God, they're soaked. You want this as much as I do. Oh God, I love your nod. Are you ever going to say anything other than look at me and nod yes? It's okay if you don't. So soft and warm. Oh, your fingers rubbing my hair feel so good. Pulling me into you. Oh, God. I have to taste you now. Yes. Everything about you is perfect. Your juice is like nectar. Your skin like silk. Your lips as soft as rose petals. You want me back up here? Yes. Oh God, please take it out. It feels like I've been hard since the first moment I saw you. Oh, your hand feels so good around me. Oh, that's right. Stroke it. Love and slow. I kiss your lips. Beautiful dusting of freckles. You must have gotten those from the sunshine in your eyes. Your smile says you like my sweet dog. Well, I'm not just sweet dog. Would you like to find that out? Okay, come on, scooch to the edge of the desk. And spread your legs. That's right, pull me in. Oh, hold me up against your tight, wet little opening. Oh. I know it's only actually been a few minutes, but it seems like forever that I've wanted this. Are you ready? Oh. I've been sliding inside a person I don't even know. Someone I've never even officially met. But someone that I just looked at and instantly knew that I needed to have. Oh God, this feels so incredible. Oh no, go ahead, push up against me. Oh God, yes, get me all the way in. Oh, the heat of you is incredible. God, I never thought anything like this would happen, but if it did, I couldn't imagine a better place than a bookshop surrounded by everything wonderful that's in this world. Oh, you like that. You like it when I talk about books. God, I've never seen you in here before. I would have known. Oh, God. Faster. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Wrap your arms around me. I'm gonna pick you up off the desk a little bit. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, you're gripping me so tight. Oh, did you feel it too? Yes. I thought so when you looked up and you saw me and you watched me. I knew there was something about the way you stared. Something that was different. Oh, God, I want to keep going forever. Just keep thrusting inside you. But I feel it building. I'm about ready to explode. I'm losing all self-control around you. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Oh, God, the flesh on your cheeks. It's making your freckles stand out. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, God. Oh, hey. Can I ask you to trust me? I want you to try something. It's a little fetish of mine that I have, but I don't think you'll mind too much, even if you don't like it, okay? Yeah? Okay, do me a favor, close your eyes. Oh, I promise I won't stop. I don't think I could stop thrusting into you like this. Okay, now just lean back a little bit. I need to reach behind you. Okay, lean back up. Oh, let me get a good grip around your waist so I can get deep inside you. Now keep your eyes closed. Okay. Alright. Now just smell. Do you smell that? Keep them closed. What is this? It's old book leather. To me, it's one of the most arousing scents I've ever found in this world. What book? Oh, God. You really want to know what book? It's a leather-bound first edition of the collected short works of Roald Dahl. It's a publisher's copy. Only 10 were ever printed. 5 still known to be in existence. This one, only 1 of 3 signed by the author. But if you open your eyes, you can see it's certainly not in mint condition. It's too well thumbed. I love my books too much. Oh, of course you can smell it again, please. Oh, God. Let me smell it with you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, those sounds you're making. No, keep going. You can go faster. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now hold it. Go ahead, take it in your hands. Yes, I'll hold on to you. You hold on to the book. Let me fuck you. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh. Oh, God, you smell so good. Oh, God, the scent of us mixed with the book leather. I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna come. Oh, you too? Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Is this an epilogue or just the preface?